Hey, Daily Dosers, it's Kristen from the Fallbrook campus. Have you guys ever had a problem that you feel like you could not solve? If you are like me, maybe an Enneagram 3, the achiever, you're probably thinking to yourself, no, not really. I can solve most problems because I'm that kind of person. I'm the kind of person who really prides myself on being able to problem solve, rectify situations, bring peace, bring progress, take hold of a situation, and find a solution when there doesn't seem to be one. And you could blame that on the Enneagram 3 in me, or maybe being raised at North Coast, being on staff for 16 years, because one of our core values is don't just bring us problems, bring us solutions. And we kind of call that the Apollo 13 leadership, where you look around, you see what resources you have, and you bring those in to try to turn problems into solutions. And whether it's relationally, professionally, financially, health-wise, parenting-wise, which lately, I mean, gosh, that's been the hardest of my problems in this quarantine. It's like constant. But in all these areas, I feel like I've just been thrown into the deep end at one time or another, and I've had to look around and work hard to problem solve. And the cool thing is, most of the time, I feel like I'm usually able to use my wits or my experience or the resources around me. And if I work hard, I'm able to find a solution. Recently, I had a situation though that kind of bummed me out because I felt like all of my best tricks didn't work. You know, all of my the right words I tried to say, the right tactics I tried to use, there was just, I was failing. There was nothing that was bringing resolve or healing to this situation. And I ended up just having to walk away from it. And it kind of just left this weird, unresolved hole and just me realizing what was broken and what was lost and that I probably was never going to get it back. And it was a huge bummer. And maybe you're facing an unsolvable problem. I mean, it's kind of weird to say, I think we all are in the midst of the same problem at the moment. It will eventually have a solution, but maybe even before this whole corona thing, you felt like you were facing an unsolvable problem that despite your best efforts, despite all your hard work, or despite your best efforts, there was just no resolve. And maybe like me, you had that weird hole and having to sort of walk away and just knowing, hey, like, this is not a problem that can be solved. And for those, sometimes I wish that God would just wave a magic wand and fix what is broken. I wish he would just say goodbye coronavirus, goodbye screaming toddler at 2 a.m, because he can, right? But what the gospel does for us is it gives us this perspective is that while we do have problems and those problems are real, our biggest problem in this life and in the life to come has been solved. And it's been solved by the gospel. And maybe let that sink in for just a second, because the gospel solves the only problem that we'll ever have that's going to follow us into the next life. And while we all have problems, and those problems are real, and those problems, you know, might seem permanent, none of those problems are going to follow us into the next life. And really, if we're honest, those problems might not even matter 10 years from now. And so the problem that we have, humanity just has this eternal sized, unsolvable problem that we can do nothing about. And when I think of the gospel and I think of, man, in this life, yeah, I'm going to suffer, but I know in the end, I'm going to win because of whose team I'm on. And in Isaiah 25:8, it says, he will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. The gospel gives us this perspective that Jesus solved the problem with the most at stake, with the biggest price tag, and the one that we were completely helpless to solve ourselves, the only problem that's going to follow us into the next life. It builds a bridge between us and God and fixes what sin has broken. And no matter what we suffer in this life, in the end, we win because we're on his team.